Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo 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 Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
This is Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chaturvarnya maya shrishtam gunakarma vipagashah tasya kartaram api maham vidyakartaram apriyam. Okay, you're the first candidate. According to the three modes of material nature and the work associated with them, the four divisions of human society are created by me. And although I am the creator of this system, you should know that I am yet the non-doer, being unchangeable. Purport. The Lord is the creator of everything. Everything is born of him, everything is sustained by him, and everything after annihilation rests in him. He is therefore the creator of the four divisions of the social order, beginning with the intelligent class of men, technically called Brahmins, due to their being situated in the mode of goodness. Next is the administrative class, technically called the Kshatriyas, due to their being situated in the mode of passion. The mercantile men, called the Vaishyas, are situated in the mixed modes of passion and ignorance. And the Shudras, or laborer class, are situated in the ignorant mode of material nature. In spite of his creating the four divisions of human society, Lord Krishna does not belong to any of these divisions, because he is not one of the conditioned souls, a section of whom form human society. Human society is similar to any other animal society, but to elevate men from the animal status, the above-mentioned divisions are created by the Lord for the systematic development of Krishna consciousness. The tendency of a particular man toward work is determined by the modes of material nature he has acquired. Such symptoms of life, according to the different modes of material nature, are described in the 18th chapter of this book. A person in Krishna consciousness, however, is above even the Brahmins. Although Brahmanas by quality are supposed to know about Brahma, the Supreme Absolute Truth, most of them approach only the impersonal Brahma manifestation of Lord Krishna. But a man who transcends the limited knowledge of the Brahmana and reaches the knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, becomes a person in Krishna consciousness, or, in other words, a Vaishnava. Krishna consciousness includes knowledge of all different plenary expansions of Krishna, namely Ram, Shringa, Varaha, etc. And as Krishna is transcendental to this system of the four divisions of human society, a person in Krishna consciousness is also transcendental to all divisions of human society, whether we consider the divisions of community, nation, or species. Okay, before we go further, we'd like to invite you to move forward. Unless you have children, in which case we invite you to move back.
Thank you.
Gyan Chimidam Tasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshun Militam Jain Tasmai Shri Gurudev Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Pistam Sthapitam Jain Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamai Yam Kadati Shapatam Vande Vam Shri Guru Shri Tathapita Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shagana Raghunatam Vitam Stam Sajivam Shadvaitam Shavadhutam Prajana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Shagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Stam Hey Krishna Padana Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagat Prate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Golongi Radhe Vrindavaneshi Krishna Panusite Devi Pranamami Vaipriya Vancha Kopatarupyascha Kripa Sindho Pyevacha Padita Anam Pavanebhyo Vaishnadebhyo Namo Namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Chatur Varnyam Maya Shrishtam Gunakarma Vipadasha Tasya Kartaram Api Imam Vidya Kartaram Apriyam. Here, Lord Krishna says that he created divisions of work. Indian society has been harshly criticized in the West for the caste system. And sometimes very seriously we find that India wants to backpedal and say, no, we don't have anything to do with the caste system. We're against the caste system. We repudiate caste. Caste is something we have nothing to do with. We're egalitarian. We believe in equal opportunity for everyone, just like America, and so on. But Krishna says, I created these four divisions, and therefore they're found everywhere. It's not that everyone is the same in the work that they're inclined to do or fit to do. In the Soviet Union, back in the old days when there was a Soviet Union, they stood for a classless society, and yet some people were running the government, some people were doctors, some people were teachers, some people were in the military, some people were street sweepers. Classless society or no classless society. They didn't take the street sweepers and put them in charge of their atomic research. Nor did they take their nuclear physicists and turn them into street sweepers. The divisions are there, all over the world. American society is not classless. There are different kinds of people doing different kinds of work according to their inclinations. The problem with the caste system in India is that it has devolved into a system where caste was determined by birth. Son of a Brahmin is a Brahmin, son of a Shudra is a Shudra, and so on. But Krishna never says in Bhagavad Gita, janma karma vipadasha, according to birth, anyway. Guna karma, according to one's qualities. Therefore, we find in Srimad Bhagavatam, in a discussion between Yudhisthira Maharaj and Narada, that if a person is born in a Brahmin family and he has the qualities of a Shudra, he's a Shudra. And if a person is born in a Shudra family and has the qualities of a Brahmin. He's a Brahmin. Rishabhdev Maharaj had 100 sons. Out of them, some were Brahmins, some were Kshatriyas. It differs. Gunakarma. Guna means the qualities that one's picked up as spiritual living beings. We have nothing to do with material qualities, whether goodness or passion or ignorance. But in touch with the material energy, we pick up these qualities, or we become infected, Prabhupada would say, or tinged by these qualities. And so we see that a person is predominantly in goodness, or predominantly in passion, or predominantly in ignorance. Children have never liked my lectures very much. And Krishna, Lord Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita, gives the flags by which you can see who's what. By what they eat, by what their ideas are, by the work that they do, by the way they do their work. Just, for example, Krishna says that a person who's lazy and always putting things off, stretching things out, is the worker in ignorance. And a person who works to get something is a worker in passion. He's working hard to get something. And a person who works persistently as a matter of duty, regardless of the outcome, is a worker in goodness. These are like flags, as in the old days they had a chariot, like on Arjuna's chariot there was the Hanuman flag. So everyone could see, here's Arjuna coming. So these characteristics are like flags on a chariot. When we see these characteristics, we can see what mode a person is in. A person who likes to eat food which is nourishing and healthy and yes, simple, tasteful, juicy. These are signs of goodness. And a person who likes to eat food which is too hot, too sweet, too salty, too sour, too everything, it's eating in passion. And people who are eating unmentionable things and rotten things, distilled and kept in casks for 120 years. Milk that's turned into cheese and aged till it's nice and blue and moldy, and you can smell it from the other side of the street. This is eating in ignorance. So, in work also, those who are self-controlled, who are austere, who are clean, samadhamma, tapasocham, shanti, tolerant, straightforward, and who are cultivating knowledge and self-realization, these are Brahminical characteristics. And a person who's strong, powerful, soaring like his son, Teja, he's got power. Soaring Teja, dritti, determination, expertise, never runs away from a fight. And who's generous, and who's got a take charge mentality. He's in the Kshatriya section. political leaders, military leaders. These days, the political leaders, they make sure that they've got a bunker somewhere 10,000 miles away from the action, and an escape plane in case anything happens there. These are not the qualities of a kshatriya. These are the qualities of a coward. But the actual leaders would be up front. If I'm declaring a war, I'm going to lead it. I'm not going to send recruits some out of luck high school students and send them to war. I'll go personally. And the next section, the Vaishyas, their work is to engage in trade and agriculture. The basis of human society is not machines, it's food. And the business of the Vaishyas is to take advantage of Krishna's, or by Krishna's arrangement. You put seeds in the ground, you put water on the seeds, you do a little work and you get food. So the business of the Vaishyas is to cultivate the land and protect the cows, which are giving milk the most important food. And business and trade, banking, so on. And the Shudras, their business is to help. Because if you put them in charge of anything, they'll mess it up. They don't have the intelligence or the honesty. The integrity. We see countries where you put some person in charge. Maybe we live in such a country. We put someone in charge and this, he becomes the chief pickpocket. We see it easily in other countries, we think, not here, but in other countries it's easy to see. And in fact, that's the nature of Kali Yuga. Kalo Shudra Sambhava. In Kali Yuga, everyone is born by nature with the qualities of an unqualified person in the mode of ignorance. And only by proper training does one come to the higher stages. Especially this Krishna consciousness movement is meant to bring one to the highest stage. The highest stage, one time, when Prabhupada had a heart attack, he was in the hospital in New York briefly. He got out as soon as he could. But briefly he was in the hospital. And the nurse asked him, are you a member of that highest caste in India? What is that called? Prabhupada said, Krishna conscious. Brahmajana Diti Brahma. The Brahmanas are those who are supposed to know what is Brahma, or the Absolute. Nowadays, the intelligent class of men are engaged, misdirected toward the work of technicians, which is the Shudra occupation. His father may have been worshipping the deity, and he's doing computer programming for some company in America, and using the proceeds for a happy life in Bangalore. Meaning, all the things that make Americans happy. But actual Brahman is a person who knows, who's seeking the Absolute and who knows the Absolute. And higher still is the person who knows the Absolute as the personality of Godhead or Krishna. That means Vaishnava. So the Krishna consciousness movement transcends these various divisions because it's meant to bring everyone to the platform of Krishna consciousness. Superficially, one may be engaged in this or that, this work or that work. But By understanding the science of Krishna, one becomes better than a god. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to teach this science through kirtan and distribution of prasadam and some philosophy. Therefore, we're chanting this Hare Krishna mantra all over the world, and distributing prasadam along with the kirtan, and distributing so many books like Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, and others in about 90 languages now. In order to save people from the degradation of Kali Yuga, Kali Dosha Nithe Raja Asti Eka Mahanguna, Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sankar Param Vraje. Kali Yuga is such a degraded age, it's like an ocean of faults. But the one good feature of Kali Yuga is that simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, one can be freed from material existence and go back home, back to Godhead. This is the simple method taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To chant Hare Krishna, to become a devotee of Krishna, to engage in the service of Krishna, and make one's life successful. This is the most important business of human society. There are so many educational institutions for training technicians, for training various kind of businessmen, for training people, and mostly to train people to be employed for someone else as an assistant in their work. But the Krishna Consciousness Movement is specifically meant to train people to become free from material existence. Practically, there's no educational institution for that. But this Krishna Consciousness Movement is meant for that. Srila Prabhupada started schools for children, not according to government syllabus and to train them to be nice earners, but to train them to understand the science of Krishna, the most important business of human life. Generally, that's not what we're interested in for our children. We want our children to be happily situated in this world, making good money, taking care of their families, and little on top of that, some sugarcoating of dharma. Not too much. Because if it's too much, it gets in the way of economic development and sense gratification, which we think are the main business of human life. But the human life is not meant for that. The sense gratification is available to the pigs who never go to college or university and have as much sense gratification as we do, according to their standard. They have different tastes, but they're enjoying like anything. And modern university students are imitating them as advancements in free culture. But human life is not meant for that. Human life is meant to learn how to control the mind, how to control the senses, how to become conversant with the science of Krishna, so that one can know that my business is not to stay in this world happily. What happiness will I get? Material happiness means happiness mixed with misery. And if there's anyone here who has a different experience, then I would be very interested in making your acquaintance. Anyone whose life is only happiness, no distress mixed in, you're someone impossible. The nature of our happiness here is mixed happiness and distress. And that means distress. When you mix, say, kheer with sweet rice, with a little spoonful of sand, you can say, well, take the good with the bad. But the whole thing is spoiled. So, material happiness means happiness that's not. And if someone says, no, well, that's your sort of monkish, sour grapes point of view, then Krishna says, shashvatam. Okay, you love it here, you have everything you want, your house is wonderful, your wife is beautiful, your children are divine, your work is lovely, everything's fine. Now, get out. Mrityu sarvarascha. I come as death and kick everyone out. This is the problem. Because this is not our real home. We can't enjoy here, nor can we stay here. And materialistic education teaches us, no, just work hard enough. I think I can. You fool. Think whatever you want. You won't be happy in this material world. And if you somehow or other get what you think is happiness, it will be over. I think I can. Krishna thinks you can't, and he's always right. The business of Krishna Consciousness Movement is to give this education. Don't stay in this material world. Tamasi ma. Jyotirman. Go back to Godhead, back to the spiritual world. Yes, do some work while you're here. That also should be simplified. And that should be according to one's natural inclination. But the work is not the work. The real work is to be Krishna conscious. Yata pravittir bhutanam yena sarvam idam tatam. By one's own work, whatever it may be, when one serves Krishna, then one attains perfection. Otherwise, simply work is the business of the ass. The ass is also working. Work is worship, and the ass is a pujari. Work doesn't qualify one for anything. Without connection with Krishna, my work is useless. Whatever, however celebrated I may be in the material world, however fat my paycheck, if there's no connection with Krishna, it's a useless waste of time. And if by my work I please Krishna, then my work is successful. It may be digging a ditch, or it may be building an atomic reactor, or it may be writing books, or teaching college classes. If by my work I please Krishna, my work is a success. Otherwise, failure. So the purpose of this movement is to teach everyone how to make their life successful in the highest sense of the term, and in this way be happy in this life, and at the end of life, go back home, back to God. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any questions? Or rather, which questions? Yes.
Thank you. Prabhupada says that becoming Krishna conscious is a gradual process. So coming to that state of above Shudra, Vaishya, Brahman is a gradual process. So until we get to that process, what is our relationship with the Varnashram Dharma? Until we get to the...
Even when at any stage, everyone has some work to do. Whether you're a beginner in Krishna consciousness or you're most advanced, everybody has some work to do. And some people have children who should be moving in a different direction. Everyone has some work to do. And that's all right, do your work. But that's not perfection. Perfection is to become Krishna conscious. All right, I'll become Krishna conscious gradually. Well, that's natural. I'm not going to chant Hare Krishna on Monday and Tuesday, wake up and be a Paramahansa. But gradually means follow the process and it'll work. Just like you take a mirror and you clean it, gradually it becomes clean. But if you sit there and look at the mirror and say, I'm going to clean it gradually, I don't want to rush into this, nothing will happen. If I seriously apply myself to the process, cleaning, 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 gradually the mirror becomes clean. Otherwise, if we say, well, when he desires, it'll never happen. He already desires. Krishna says, surrender. He desires. Now, what's my desire? Later. Gradually. Which means never. So one should begin. If I begin, then gradually, you know, I'll get there. And if I don't begin, then I'll watch everyone else go. Or I'll stay back with those who are not going. It's not artificial that I expect that I'll reach the destination immediately. But if I continue seriously, that's the worker in the mode of goodness. He perseveres. He starts something, he understands where he's going, he goes in the right direction, and gradually he gets there. And the person who never gets started or goes backwards is the person in ignorance. So in the modern world, we're creating a backwards civilization. You're advanced. The more you take your clothes off, the more you're advanced. The more rotten food that you're eating. And even, I eat chicken, free-range chicken. Now I'm advanced. Because the chickens can go this way and that way before I slaughter them. That's the advancement, backwards. Bigger slaughterhouses, more efficient. Advancement of the advance. Responsible drinking. We used to drink irresponsibly, now we drink responsibly. Responsible madman. And we have responsible sex. This girl, that girl, any girl, but responsible. That's called advancement backwards. And that's what's taught at the university. The curriculum doesn't have it, but the program has it, definitely. So civilization and ignorance. Real civilization means to be engaged in Krishna's service and to understand the science of Krishna. And that one can do from any situation. But one has to do it. But okay. Yes?
Maharaj, you mentioned that person who is digging a ditch or building an atomic reactor, they can still be in Krishna consciousness. Mm-hmm. I guess, we can all think that we are in Krishna consciousness with whatever we are doing. So how do we?
Krishna consciousness means Krishna consciousness. Chant Hare Krishna, read Bhagavad Gita, give the results of your work to Krishna, not keep it all in the bank. The better this and better that. Krishna consciousness is a practical thing. just like national consciousness. It's not just a sentiment. It means you do something for your country. And then people can say, yes, this person is a patriot. Or this person at least is contributing to the national effort. And anyone can contribute to the national effort. It doesn't matter what his occupation is. So anyone can contribute to the service of Krishna. He can give his words, he can give his money, he can give his intelligence, he can give his life. Yes?
Maharaj, coming to Krishna consciousness, we can know what's right and what's wrong. And
excuse me?
When we come to Krishna consciousness, we come to know what's right and what's wrong. And so I think there's still a fear of going wholeheartedly into it. We're still attached to our material job.
There's a fear of going wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly doesn't mean now I give up my job and I get a put on a cloth like this and I go to the forest. That's not wholeheartedly. Arjuna didn't go to the forest. He acted according to Krishna's direction and he dedicated everything to the service of Krishna. Not just superficially, factually. Anyone can do that. And if we're half-hearted about it, then you'll get half-hearted results. We're not half-hearted about making money. And if we are, we don't make very much. So if we're half-hearted about Krishna consciousness, you'll get half-hearted results. Better than being no-hearted. Half-hearted is these days quite a lot. But if you're full-hearted, then you'll get the full result. And the result is better than money. You can't buy Krishna consciousness. And whatever you can buy will be finished soon. And this lasts forever. So we're full-hearted about material illusion. Why be half-hearted about Krishna consciousness? If we get it, if we understand the idea, then it follows. Let me full-heartedly do this. And it doesn't mean that I have to go begging from door to door in my torn little cloth and abandon my family, abandon. It just means I have to be serious. Yes.
Not
related to the lecture. Well, if one forgets what? First of all, if you forget that it's Ekadasi and then you find out and what's to be done, first thing is don't forget. Second thing is somehow if circumstance, then next step. Another question? Yes.
How can you do, what is the way to perform all action towards the service of Krishna, inclusive of
how to perform all action for the service of Krishna? One should learn the science of Krishna under the direction of a suitable guide, bona fide spiritual master, and he'll teach one. Here's how you do it. But it's practical that by my work I'm getting some result, let me give the result to Krishna. And there are techniques by which, while I'm doing the work, I can think of Krishna. That's that I should learn also. So it's a science. And it's not a two-minute science. It takes some time to understand. We have so many books, we have so many classes. But it's the most valuable thing. Why should one not take it seriously? And if someone simply comes here and associates with the devotees that attends the programs, they'll learn the science quickly. Yes?
As we see in this world, that somebody who's engaged in some menial work, he doesn't get much respect, and somebody who's in the highest intellectual or in a political realm, there's kind of natural respect in this material world.
Yeah, if you're a big shot, you get respect, which is as valuable as the stool of a hog. What will your respect do for you at the time of death? Death doesn't give a damn who you are. It hasn't read about your reputation in the newspaper. It doesn't look on your in your file to see that you've got a PhD. It doesn't care whether you're the CEO or what. Reputation will not save me at the time of death. And what is the use of a reputation? Your reputation will be, what to speak of saving you at the time of death, it will be lost. In a very short time, no one will remember who you were or what you did. What's the use? But if one gets the reputation of being engaged in the service of Krishna, that's the real reputation. And even if you don't get the reputation, if you do it, Krishna notices. To be noticed by fools is not very valuable. But to be noticed by Krishna is the perfection of life. Krishna, you get a certificate from Krishna. This man has done some service. Your life is successful. We don't care. Nobel Prize, this degree, that degree, this award. If Krishna appreciates, your life is successful. Now, we're at 7 o'clock. We stop.
One more question.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, is the Varnashrama Dharma, is it male-centered or do women have Varna and Ashrama separate from men?
Women have a different program. The for the men, there's Brahmachari, Vanaprastha, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. For women, a little different. Women have their duties also. Women are special. Every civilization should recognize that women are special. And just to try to make women another addition of men is A, stupid, and B, unfair. Because women aren't men, and even if you bend them out of shape so that they can work like men, so that you can double your workforce and pay lower wages, it doesn't create happiness. There's a very good blog, I mentioned this the other day, written by a Jewish Israeli woman who was brought to my attention by one of my god sisters, who was kind of a loose young woman and finally figured out at a young age that, wait a second, I'm just being exploited. All the men are happy to have me as a loose goose so that they can take advantage of me. So she switched to the other side and became very traditional and started valuing home, husband, children. Later she got married and had all these things. And she's written that, let's take a look at your job. Women are always writing to her and saying, but. She writes to them and says, just consider, you're working very hard to make money. This much of your money goes to the government, right off the top. This much of your money goes to transportation. It's the biggest expense these days. It used to be food and shelter, now the government says the biggest expense is transportation. This much of your paycheck goes to transportation. This much of your paycheck goes to the clothes that you need for work. This much of your paycheck goes for the food, the extra money you have to spend for food because you have to eat, outside there someplace or other. And that leaves you the balance, which you can spend for childcare. So are you intelligent or what? Why not skip the whole thing and stay home and take care of your children? Instead of working like a fool so that someone else can take care of your child. That's what she said. And I thought she was pretty smart. Now, that's not to say no one can work and then women put the work. But what's wrong with being, what's wrong with being a mother? What's wrong with being a wife? What's wrong with the old way they used to do it? Oh, that was, we were just keeping the women. No, actually women were more happy. Progress of modern civilization is the progress of stupidity, backwardness, and unhappiness. Therefore, we stand in favor of Krishna consciousness. Wherever you are, you're working, you're not working, you're home, you're out, whatever it is, chant Hare Krishna and make your life successful. Thank you very much.